Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the new Frank Morgan Show. Tonight we bring you our stars, Robert Young, Cass Daly, Eric Bloor, songs by Carlos Ramirez, the music of Albert Sack and his orchestra, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and radio's gay boulevardier, Frank Morgan. And now here is our master of ceremonies, your host for the evening, Robert Young.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, Mr. Young.
Oh, hello, Eric. Where is our bon vivant ce soir?
If you're referring to Mr. Morgan, sir, he's out in his Jardin de Victoire. Since the cigarette shortage, he is growing his own. Mr. Morgan has planted several dozen rows of tobacco, also several cotton plants.
Tobacco and cotton growing together?
Yes, sir. Mr. Morgan likes his cigarettes with filters.
I'm surprised he has time for a garden. Frank is usually completely occupied with, well, shall we say, the ladies?
Yes, let's do, sir. According to Mr. Morgan, he must have a lady friend for every hair on his head.
Well, Eric, if that's any criterion, you must be a very lonely man.
Sir, you're jesting, I think. If you'll just step into the drawing room here, I'll tell Mr. Morgan you've arrived.
Thank you, Eric. I see our friend has gone arty on us. These paintings are new, aren't they? This looks like a real Gainsborough. And this could be an original Sargent. And look here, this face looks like an old pot of chili.
Who's got a face like an old pot of chili?
Why, Cass.
Yes.
Oh, Cass, you misunderstood me. I wasn't talking about your face.
Oh, that's all right, Bob. So many things have gone wrong today, one more doesn't matter.
Why, Cass, I'm sorry to hear that. What's been happening to you?
The usual, my boyfriend. First day I met him, he did a revolting thing. He kissed and told.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I kissed him and he told me it was revolting. gee. If he only hadn't turned me down tonight of all nights. Just when I had two tickets for talent night at the Palladium.
Oh, that's too bad. But you'll probably be able to find someone else to take you.
Oh, not like this fella. He was the perfect type for me. Strong arms and weak eyes. I like that, too. Say, wait a minute, Bob. Maybe you could take me out tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to count me out. I have an engagement tonight.
No kidding. What are you going to do?
Well, just give me a minute. I'll think of something. Now, besides, the dances they do at the Palladium aren't my speed.
They aren't?
No, they're too fast, too strenuous. They wear me out. Those peppy numbers are too hot for me to handle.
They are? Well, give me their phone number, Robbie. You've got to fight fire with fire.
Right.
Greetings, my nauseous neophytes. Tell me more about this torrid twosome.
Look, Cookie.
Reminds me of a sister act I used to know in Buffalo. Those babies were dynamite, like firecrackers that had never been set off.
Firecrackers?
Yes, and I was just the punk that could get them lit.
Morgan.
What?
We were discussing dancing.
If by that loose term you are referring to the esoteric art of the muse Terpsichore, the House of Morgan have been its outstanding exponents from the plush days of my Aunt Petrushka Morgan to my fabulous relative, Dying Pelican Morgan.
Dying Pelican?
Yes. Fine feathered fellow. But usually carrying quite a snootful. My own interest in ballet began when I was an impetuous youth studying music in the Latin Quarter of Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I began my career by practicing on the same violin that started the great Paderewski on the road to musical fame.
Frank, Paderewski played the piano.
He did? Piano. Well, this was the violin his father hit him over the head with to make him practice.
Oh.
At any rate, so dulcet was my sostenuto, so true were my double-stop harmonics, that my fellow students predicted I would someday outshine the great Paganini himself.
Morgan, how can you say such a thing?
Why shouldn't I?
Paganini was immortal.
Well, you know how musicians are. My first public appearance was on the stage of the Opera Comique, where I was accompanied the famous Russian ballerina, the gay, exotic Buttons Off.
Buttons Off?
Yes. Tearing your buttons off. Oh, used to work in laundry. It was the fabulous Tanya who, impressed by my manly physique, turned my steps to the ballet.
Mm.
Soon the women of the continent became so enamored of my powerful, my magnificent physique, that I was able to insure my body for $100,000 against its ever becoming flabby and unattractive.
What did you do with the money?
I shot the whole wad at Monte
Carlo.
No! I've been derailed.
Gee, this sure is interesting. Tell us some more about what you did in Europe, Mr. Morgan.
Gladly, my child, gladly. By this time, the fame of Morganginsky, as I was then known, was so great that the hero-worshipping public demanded that I appear in a ballet of my own composition.
Oh, what did you call your ballet, Mr. Morgan?
Well, sensing the inevitable fame which I knew must come to Debussy's then little-known Afternoon of a Faun, I altered and rearranged the entire theme to fit my own personality and titled it Evening of a Wolf. I don't like the way that came out, do you?
I like it.
Oh?
Was your ballet a big success, Mr. Morgan?
From the first curtain, 4,000 souls sat hypnotized. Then came the magic moment, my entrance.
Oh, of course.
It was a grand fanfare, then a breathless hush as the spellbound audience awaited the great Morganginsky.
Ginsky.
5 seconds passed. No Morganginsky. 10 seconds, 15, 20.
What was holding you up?
The doorman and two stage hands. Oh! Dashing onto the stage, I started an intricate series of pirouettes, fouettes, and glissades, which I brought to a breathtaking climax by throwing myself prone upon the stage.
Prone again.
Unable to control themselves longer, the huge audience rose to its feet as one and shouted, "In volare!" In English, straighten up and fly right.
Very interesting, Morgan. Very interesting. I suppose that through the years you've become familiar with the newer dances. Even jitterbugging?
Jitterbugging? Robbie, my boy, there's nothing to it. It's child's play for one of my experience and ability.
Oh.
Though I must confess, the element of chance always intrigues me.
Chance?
Yes. When you throw the dame over your shoulder, you never know who you're going to get back.
Huh? In that case, you're just the man we're looking for, isn't he, Cass?
He sure is.
Well, then you're looking for a suitable escort for someone, a glamorous movie star?
Uh-huh.
Or perhaps some itinerant duchess?
Right. Cass has two tickets for the Palladium's talent night tonight, and you're elected to take her.
I demand a recount. Me take Cass to the Palladium? Don't you realize that a man of my dignity would look ridiculous with a frivolous young girl on his arm?
Oh, gee, Mr. Morgan.
No matter how beautiful or how shapely the young lady in question might be, I have never been guilty of aspiring to the affections of youth.
But I was...
If I go to the Palladium, it'll be with someone near my own age.
Oh.
Come on, Cassandra, what are we waiting for?
Well, this is really one for the books. Frank Morgan jitterbugging at the Palladium.
Ah, Senor Jung, I see you are happy with laughing, huh?
Well, that's close enough. Yes, Carlos, and if you want to see something funny, go to the Palladium tonight.
Palladium?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is for me. I'm a real avocado.
Mm.
I have my chutes buttoned up, and I am strictly in the gravy.
I think you mean in the groove.
No, gravy. I eat there, too, you know.
Oh, brother. We'll get one of these straight ones. Then, I take it you are a confirmed habitué of the Palladium.
Oh, no. But I go there every night.
That's
just last night, I took my girlfriend. And you know how Daddy gets in the Palladium.
If you mean dark, that I do indeed.
Tenderly, I took her in my arms.
Uh-huh.
We sway back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I hug her tight.
Mm.
Suddenly, bam! She slapped my face.
She slapped your face? Bum. Hmm?
Yes.
Why?
No music.
No joke. Well, Carlos, the next time you see the young lady, you'd better get back in her good graces with a song. Incidentally, that's not a bad idea for now, if Maestro Sack will oblige. Carlos Ramirez, MGM's young singing star of Bathing Beauty, brings us a Spanish version of a song that promises to be even more popular today than when it was first introduced. What a difference a day made. Carlos Ramirez.
Cuando vuelva a tu lado, no me niegues tus besos. El amor que te he dado no podrás olvidar. No me preguntes sientes nada, que nada de explicarte, que el beso que negaste ya no lo puedes dar. Cuando vuelva a tu lado y esté solo contigo, las cosas que te digo no repitas jamás. Por compasión, une tu labio al mío y estrechame en tus brazos y cuenta los latidos de nuestro corazón. Cuando esté solo contigo, las cosas que te digo no repitas jamás. Por compasión, une tu labio al mío y estrechame en tus brazos y cuenta los latidos de nuestro corazón.
Tell me, how do I look?
Very interesting question, Cass. Now, if there's anything else you'd
Not my dress. Not me, my dress. As long as Mr. Morgan's going to take me to the Palladium, I went home and put on my new dress, see?
That's your new dress?
Sure. Made it myself, too. Just a little thing I threw together, you know.
Yes, your aim isn't so good, is it?
Never mind, Laura. Cass, I think you look very nice.
Well, thank you, Mr. Young. You know, it's... At first, I was going to wear a new tea gown I'm making, but I couldn't finish it.
Why not?
Well, I ran out of tea bags.
Oh.
I said it, and I'm glad!
Look, Cass, this must be quite an evening in your life. You and Frank Morgan going dancing?
Oh, not dancing, Bob. Jitterbugging.
Jitterbugging?
Yeah, you know what jitterbugging is. It's, shaky, set to music, you know.
Oh, you mean those uncouth driving things? Oh, dear me, when it comes to dancing, I prefer something smooth.
Yes, and you sure got the head for it, too, haven't you?
Well, Cass, this is something new for you, isn't it? Frank taking you out?
Yeah, Bob, it's the first time, you know. Boy, am I excited. See, just think, after the dance, Mr. Morgan will walk me home. Then he'll hang around my door for 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, Cass, what makes you think he'll do that?
Oh, I'm no fool. I'll have a half Nelson on him, you know.
Now, wait a minute. You're not really serious about Morgan, are you?
Why, I sure am. I can just see us now. It's so romantic. We're sitting before the fire.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly, he looks up from the fire.
Yes.
Then he looks into my face.
Yes.
Then he looks back in the fire. And then I softly croon an old Neapolitan lullaby. When the moon hangs low in Napoli, there's a handsome gondolier. Every night he sings so happily, so his lady love can hear. In a manner so bravissimo, he repeats his serenade, and his heart beats so fortissimo. When she raises her Venetian shade, for Tiribirbin, he waits for her each night beneath her balcony. chither then he begs to hold her tight. But no, she won't agree. Chither then she throws a rose above, a kiss from up above. Chither then, chither then, chither then, they're so in love. Oh, chither then, ah, chither then. Oh, then, 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 then. He begs to hold her tight. But no, 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 she won't agree. Oh, chirrubirubin, she throws a rose and blows a kiss from up above. Ah, chirrubirubin, ah, chirrubirubin, ah, chirrubirubin, ah, chirrubirubin. Does your chirrubin sound different lately, huh?
Now, back to the dancing date of Cass Daly and our star, Bunny Hug Morgan. It's later in the evening, and we find them at Hollywood's famous Palladium.
Oh, gee, Mr. Morgan.
What is it, Cassandra?
Well, I wish the orchestra would play something faster so we could jitterbug, you know. You, do jitterbug, don't you, Mr. Morgan?
Do I jitterbug? My child is nothing at all. First, I do an old-fashioned polka, then an old-fashioned three-step, then an old-fashioned shottish, and an old-fashioned reel.
Yeah?
Then after four old-fashions, I'm ready for anything.
Ah, gee, that's swell. What's your favorite jitterbug step, Mr. Morgan?
Well, for sentimental reasons, I favor a little step originated by my uncle Scat Morgan. He called it the San Quentin Stomp.
San Quentin Stomp. I don't think I know it. How do you do it?
Well, you just take 13 steps and then swing.
Well, I sure had fun so far. You know something?
Yeah.
You're a wonderful dancer, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are, sure. Yeah. You know, we did swell together, too.
Well, naturally, Cassandra, naturally. The orchestra doesn't exist that can stop a Morgan. Why, you and I were sensational in the two-step. We were grace itself in the waltz. We were amazing in the tango. We were crazy not to quit while we were ahead.
There you are, Cuddles. I've been looking for you two.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the dancing isn't too strenuous for you, Frank.
Don't be silly, Robbie. This is right in my line. I've danced to some of the finest orchestras on the continent and in the States.
Did you ever swing and sway with Sammy Kaye?
Oh, but I used to sway and swoon with Daniel Boone. I said it and I'm glad!
Well, Cass, since I got you into this, I thought I ought to come over and do a little friendly chaperoning. Knowing Frank as I do, I think I ought to warn you that during intermission, he's liable to ask you to go for a walk in the moonlight.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, you don't have to worry about me. I'm not that kind of a girl.
And he's liable to slip his arm around your waist.
I'm not that kind of a girl.
Then he's liable to hug and kiss you.
Well, that's the kind of a girl I am, kid.
Young, I resent your shoddy implication. In all my life, I have never so much as thought of taking a young girl out in the moonlight and kissing her. Am I reading someone else's line?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Talent Night at the Palladium. We're going to have a lot of fun this evening. And we're going to start the fun off with a little musical quiz. But first, let me introduce myself. Although I guess most of you know your old quizmaster, Smiling Frankie.
He must be the guy that writes for Madman Months.
Well, I guess the first thing to do is pick a contestant from the crowd and give him a chance to win our jackpot.
Uh-oh, here's where some sucker gets roped in.
Well, here's a likely-looking candidate, this gentleman right here.
Who, me?
Yes, sir. Just step right up on the stage.
Gee, go ahead, Mr. Morgan.
Yes, go on, Frank. Surely you must know all the right answers.
Yes, but he knows the right questions.
Well, that's fine, sir. Step right up. Yeah. Now, this is a microphone. You've seen pictures of them, of course.
Pictures of them? Now, see here, young man.
On normal voice projection, please.
What?
Now, the microphone will pick up everything you say.
It will?
Yes. Now, for your first musical question. For $2, who wrote Alexander's Ragtime Band?
Irving Berlin wrote it, but not for $2. It just so happens that we were both wintering at the Riviera when he got his inspiration. Knowing my advice had proved invaluable to other embryonic songwriters, he sought me out. Naturally,
all
I gave
right,
him the
Wendy,
benefit.
That's enough.
I get that.
Just answer the questions and stop trying to imitate Frank Morgan. Now, here's another easy question. How many freckles does band leader Woody Herman have on his face? No coaching from the audience, please.
Could I have that again, please?
How many freckles does Woody Herman have on his face?
Wood-faced Herman. freckles. Could I have that just once more, please?
Oh, come, come. How many freckles does Woody Herman have on his face?
Right or left side?
The left side.
472.
That's right! Right!
That's my boy, said that. That's my boy, said that.
Well, that's over. If you'll just give me the money now.
Oh, no, not yet.
What?
That's only part A.
What?
This question has 22 parts.
Oh.
Now, the orchestra is going to play a tune, and I want you to tell me the name of it. Here we go. All right, that's enough. Now, sir, what's the name of that tune?
Pretty, wasn't it?
Oh, very, very. Now, what's the name of it?
Could I hear just a little more of that, please?
Okay.
Oh, Shine On, Harvest Moon!
That's my voice, that's my voice.
Now, here's part three, division five, subhead J, section 23 of your question. What is the first note in the first bar of Beethoven's first symphony?
Beethoven's Barn Grill. could I have that again, please?
All right. What's the first note of the first bar of Beethoven's first symphony?
Right or left side?
Left.
C natural.
That's right. Right you are.
My boy said that. That's my boy.
Now, here's the last part of your question. What famous musical personality acquired the nickname The Voice?
John Philip Sousa.
Would anyone like a slightly used boy?
Well, sir, you missed that part of the question, but you still have one more chance to win the grand prize.
Yeah.
All you have to do is sing one chorus of some modern song.
Oh, is that all? Well, somebody just give me a note to start on. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You dragged me down and down until the soul within me died. You've shattered each and every...
Just a minute, please.
What's the matter?
I'm sorry, but that's not a modern song.
It's not, my boy. I guess you weren't paying very close attention to the lyrics. You see, this square was Reet until he met a sweetmeat who sent him down with a deal downbeat. After she tagged him for his swag, he turned into a sunk skunk, and this slick chick crawled back on the beam. He's sitting there with a skin full of blue notes while she's up mowing down the shag. But sore, not him. He just says, I'm beat, but go ahead and jam with the angels, baby, and that's the curse of an age.
Carlos Ramirez, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's young singing star of Bathing Beauty, sings Begin the Begin.
When
they begin, the begin. It brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars. And down by the shore, an orchestra's playing. And even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin, the beginning. Mi merengue is fatal and devil. Except when that tune closes my heart, and there we are, waiting to love forever, and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joy we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin, the begin. Let the love remain on ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin, the begin. Oh, just let them begin, the begin. May them fly till the soul the world are before. Written above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin, the begin. When they begin, the begin.
Well, Frank, you fooled me again. I really got to congratulate you on the way you answered those questions in the quiz, he says, Galvin.
Ah, simple case of experience, my boy. When it comes to quizzes, an early romance with a delicate bit of fluff-fluff named Frou-Frou has stood me in good stead. She was a master of the quick reply. Frou-Frou had an answer for everything.
She did?
Yes. Unfortunately for me, it was always no. Well, bonsoir.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.